The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairytale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairytale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Disney bride Marielle Herman about her wedding at the Wedding Pavilion and her reception at Ariel's with a fantastic dessert party. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose these locations and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Marielle.
Hello, Carrie. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you on the show today. I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiancé decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
Well, it was kind of a one-sided decision. I've known I wanted my wedding at Disney basically forever. I grew up going to Disney. We're DVC members. We go all the time. I'm absolutely in love with Disney. And after I found out you can have your wedding at Disney, I knew it was what I wanted. My husband hadn't been to Disney in like a really long time. He went once when he was a kid, so he was not as into the Disney thing, but he ended up loving it in the end. But it took no convincing, but he was a little skeptical.
That's interesting. Okay. So then how did the friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
So when I told people I was having a Disney wedding, they're like, yep, that makes sense. No one questioned it. Everyone's like, obviously. My husband said when he told people, they were all shocked. So.
So how many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
So we invited 19 guests. We just did immediate family. And 17 were able to come.
Oh, wow, that's great. Did you set up a room block for your guests?
I did do a room block. For the room block, I basically, since we had such a small group, I just asked what resort people wanted to stay at, and that's how I picked.
Oh, interesting. Like, did you send out a pre-save the date, or how did you poll everyone?
Honestly, I didn't do save the dates, really, for my wedding, because it was such a small group. I'd already talked to people about it, because we were trying to find a date that worked for everyone.
Got it. I see. Yeah, that's a great advantage of having a small group. So then how did you guys choose the day of the week and time of day for your event?
So I knew from listening to your podcast, based on the timing, like it could really make a huge difference in the price. So I knew I wanted to do a weekday. And I personally love brunch food. So I knew I wanted to do a brunch reception also to help with the cost of it. And so basically I just told Disney the week I wanted to have the wedding, and then they told me what day was available.
Interesting. Okay. And then how did you choose your ceremony and reception venues?
The wedding ceremony venue was very easy for me to decide. I love the Wedding Pavilion. I love the color. I love how light and bright it is. And I love that it's like the most church feeling, I feel like, of the Disney venues. And then for the reception, I used like kind of the blog on your website where you have all the different venues, and I looked through all of them trying to figure out like which one I liked best, looking at all the different photos you had on there. And I really fell in love with Ariel's. I loved the decor, and it's kind of fun. And also, so my stepdaughter now, Violet, my sister once played Ariel in a stage production of The Little Mermaid, and she like kind of thought my sister was actually Ariel. So I thought it was kind of fun to choose that venue.
That's adorable. Now, did you use outside vendors for any of the portions of your event that you were able to?
I did. So I had an outside photographer. I used Bella Allure Imagery for both photo and video. And Brittany and Jeff did the photo, and they were phenomenal. They were so great to work with, and I'm so happy with how the photos turned out. Kim was there with Bella Allure, and she did the video. And I literally cannot stop watching my wedding videos. I keep ordering more reels to post because I'm obsessed with them. For hair and makeup, I used Beaute Speciale. They were great to work with. I did a makeup trial 2 days before my wedding just because I wasn't in Florida to start with. So we did that. They were great. They came for both my wedding day and the next day for my second early morning photo shoot at the park. And then we also used Carolyn Allen to press all of the items we had to fly here with. And then also I used Fairy Tales and Wedding Bells as my wedding planner. Michelle was awesome and she helped so much. I also had her there as my day of coordinator. Just really helped the day run smoothly and had me having no worries.
That's awesome. So then how did you guys choose your officiant?
So that was honestly a very easy choice for me. It was my aunt. She is a pastor, and so it just made sense. It's really cool because she got to really specialize her wedding message for us, and I loved getting to have her there.
Wonderful. Did you add any kind of entertainment to the ceremony or the reception?
So for the reception, I had Minnie and Mickey come. I figured, what's a Disney wedding if you don't have some characters? So that was really fun. I absolutely love that they were there. And the guests really love Minnie and Mickey too. I did pick an outfit for them. I did a Mickey in his gray suit and Minnie in her rose gold dress. I'm kind of like a freak about colors and I didn't want black suits at my wedding. So I had to pick one of Minnie and Mickey's outfits where he wasn't wearing black, which was a little harder to find in the formal wear because I wanted them dressed up.
That's interesting. Was that a pair or did you pick their outfits individually?
It was one of the pairs. I think it was called Rose Gold Formal on the list of options I got.
Interesting. That's cool. Do you have any menu items or cake flavors that you could recommend?
So for menu items, I'm so happy I went to the tasting because I got to talk to the chef and he kind of made me feel better about like picking so many different things. So we kind of went over my favorite restaurants on property and I kind of picked things from all different ones. I picked the cheddar biscuits from the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue. I picked the pastries from Topolino's. And then I did a grilled cheese action station.
Ooh, that's great. How does that work?
I basically just talked with my planner at Disney and we went over all the different things I might want. So we did, I think, 2 or 3 different types of bread, 4 different cheeses, and then like various toppings. Like we had onions, garlic aioli. I think we had bacon. So another thing, my fiance and I are both vegetarians. I guess my husband now, so weird to say. We're both vegetarians. So, and we had 6 guests that were vegetarian as well. So we kind of based the menu as a vegetarian menu, and then we had 1 meat option. So we also had a chicken main dish.
Got it. Okay. Do you have any cake flavors you would recommend?
So I didn't actually do a cake. I did cake pops that were shaped like Mickey. So it had like the cake pop, and then they put little ears on them. And I did the churro flavor cake with the cream cheese kind of like mixed into it. And they were amazing. I would highly recommend the churro. It was so good.
That's great. Can you talk a little bit about the Fantasmic dessert party that you added?
Yes. So I'm not going to lie. I kind of had this wedding planned before I was dating my husband just because I love Disney. I'd always kind of thought of like little things I wanted. I took him to Disney once before we like were engaged. And my whole plan was to do a dessert party at Epcot and do Soarin' as the ride mix-in. He hated Soarin' so much and he never wanted to ride it again. So I was like, what's that about? And then I found out that you could do a Fantasmic dessert party and Hollywood Studios is our favorite park. So I thought that would be kind of fun. I really wanted to do a ride mix-in, but it didn't work out.
Interesting. And then what kind of food or desserts did you add for the party?
So a very special thing we did is, so the first time we took my now stepdaughter, Violet, we were at the Flower and Garden Festival, and she was obsessed with the frushi from one of the booths. And she was even mad at me when I planned my wedding in December, not during the Flower and Garden Festival. So we surprised her with frushi at the dessert party. There's some really cute pictures of her finding out we had it. It was very fun. So we did that. I had mac and cheese because that's one of our favorite foods. We did the donut flambé action station. We did Mickey pretzels with beer cheese soup dipping sauce. Oh, and then I did, I personally and my family loves Diet Coke, so we did Diet Coke by the bottle.
That's cool. Now, for my listeners who aren't familiar with frushi, can you describe what it is? Is it fruit sushi?
It is fruit sushi. So it's fully made of fruit. So it's coconut sticky rice, and it's filled with, I think, kiwi, strawberry, and maybe a couple other fruits. And then it's wrapped in like a sweet seaweed looking wrapper. I'm not exactly sure what it's made of, but it is very tasty.
That's great. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the wedding day ran?
So the day started very early because I did my Magic Kingdom photo shoot the day of the wedding. So I was up at 2:30 in the morning to get my hair and makeup done. They picked us up for our photo shoot at 5:30. We did our photos from 6 to 7, and then we had the Disney Fine Art Photography drop us off at the Grand Floridian so we could start photos and videos right away. So we did all our family photos before the ceremony. My ceremony was at 9:30 at the wedding pavilion. So around 9, we went over there. Everyone got seated. We had the ceremony. We did a staged exit with flower petals. And then the wedding guests all took our mini motor coach over to Ariel's while Will and I stayed and took a few more photos. And then we also headed over to Ariel's. Once we got there, the pastries were out. So we had some of those. And then we went straight in and we did our first dance, all the ceremonial dances. And then we had brunch. After that, we did cake biting, kind of, since we didn't have a cake to cut. And then we did Minnie and Mickey came. And that was pretty much the end of the reception, I think. So our cocktail hour was 10:30 to 11:30, and the reception was 11:30 to, I think they had a schedule till 3:30, but I knew with a small group we probably weren't going to stay the whole time. So Minnie and Mickey came around 2. After that, we all went back to our rooms and took naps. And then we met at Hollywood Studios, I think around 7:30. They escorted us all into our private viewing area for Fantasmic, and the food was already sitting out when we got there. So we had the food for around an hour, and then we got to watch Fantasmic.
That's great. Now, I know people sometimes are curious about this. How did you feel about having your Magic Kingdom portrait session the same day as the wedding? Did it feel too rushed, or was it good because then you could only have to pay for hair and makeup once?
It was a little rushed, but I actually am glad I did it that day because also I wanted to look exactly like I did on my wedding day in the photos. So it was kind of nice just to have it right before and do it. The thing I do slightly regret is that I did my Hollywood Studios one the next morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of getting up early.
It was.
Okay, so when you were planning the wedding, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
So number one for me was photo and video because I've always loved photos, all the memories. My mom loved to scrapbook. I wanted to put a lot of effort into making sure I had a photographer I loved, videographer I loved, just to have those memories. Other things were guest experience in general, kind of like having Minnie and Mickey, things like that, having enough for everyone to do, making it a fun day for everyone. And then food. I love food. I was really excited planning the menu and getting to pick all the different things to share with all my guests.
That's great. Were there any aspects that were less important where you saved your money or just your effort?
So floral was the least important to me. The only floral I had was my bouquet and my husband's boutonniere. I didn't really do any other floral. Also on that note, just kind of decor in general. Like I didn't do centerpieces on the tables at Ariel's. I think the venues at Disney are all so beautiful, even just on their own. And I thought I might miss it a little bit, but really I don't even remember that. So.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Now, what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
I think my favorite memory, I mean, this one doesn't include my husband, but when Minnie and Mickey, right before they were about to arrive at their reception, the DJ said, "Hey, we're missing two people," when we all went up to take a group photo. And my stepdaughter goes, "We're not missing anyone. Everyone is here." And I was like, "Okay, you're making the surprise not quite as fun." And then Minnie and Mickey walked in, and my niece, who is 4, yells, "I didn't know you would be here." It was very cute. The kids were very excited. We only had 3 kids there. We had my stepdaughter, Violet, and then my niece and nephew, but they were ecstatic.
That's awesome. Did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
So when my stepdaughter went to get on the bus in her beautiful bell gown my mom sewed for her, she burst the zipper open. Like completely, like it wouldn't have even stayed on her. So my mom quickly had to sew her back into the dress in the bridal suite at the wedding pavilion. And then my mom was a little stressed because the Disney coordinator was kind of rushing her a lot. Hmm. But it turned out all right. She got it done. She had a dress on when she walked down the aisle, but it was a little stressful there for a minute.
Okay. And was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about, and then it turned out not to be a big deal?
I was really worried about getting my dress to Disney. I don't know why, but I was so stressed about flying with it and like if something were to happen to it. I didn't know what I was going to do. It turned out just fine. My dad carried it on as his carry-on on the plane, and we very carefully put it above in the overhead bin. And then Carolyn Allen's fixed any wrinkles that happened while we were on the plane.
That's wonderful. Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I do think I would have pushed back a little bit when they told me my second photo shoot was the day after the wedding. I wish it would have been a few days later, just because waking up that early 2 days in a row, we were very tired that day because we went to the park all day after the photo shoot and we were exhausted.
Yeah, it is a lot. How did you guys choose Hollywood Studios?
We love Toy Story Land. Our favorite ride is Toy Story Mania, and we always have a battle to see who wins. So I just wanted pictures in Toy Story Land. And then we ended up also getting to do photos at the Tower of Terror, which was kind of fun because my husband will not ride Tower of Terror. But this way he got to see the lobby, which is really cool. I always think all the details are amazing in it. And those photos turned out to be some of my very favorites.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
I would highly recommend doing a planner / a day of coordinator. It was really helpful to me because I'm a very like A-type personality, getting everything planned, make sure everything runs smoothly. And I know I would have tried to take over everything and probably stress myself more on the wedding day because I'd want to do it all myself. But it was better for me to get to put my trust in someone who I knew was going to make it perfect. Michelle did a really great job and really helped with my stress level. And then also, I mean, the Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, it was great. I honestly read the whole thing multiple times, like figuring out everything. I used the budget in it, which really helped me when I was saving up for the wedding to know how much I was going to need. So it wasn't like a shock when Disney sent me the VEO.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so glad to hear it. Well, Marielle, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married or having a vow renewal at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
I was happy to do it. This was a lot of fun.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.